Ondo State is visibly one of the states highly rich in the cultivation of rice in the country. Areas including Ogbese, Usho, Akoko Northwest, and Ilaje-Seodo provide land and climate that affords this, showing how potent the state is in rice cultivation. Although optimum attention had not been paid to rice cultivation in the past, unfolding events like the ban on rice importation as well as its flying cost have started tilting attention to its cultivation as a means to also drive the state economy. Speaking with Radio Nigeria in Akure, the chairman, Sunshine Rice Farmers, Engineer George Oladapo, explained that Ondo State has all it takes to feed the entire country in terms of rice production.
Potentials of rice cultivation in the southwest is very, very, very high. If only we can maximize what nature has bestowed upon us. We have all it takes even to feed the entire country here in Ondo State. And if you are talking about the entire southwest, I belong to an association called the Southwest Farmers Association. We've identified cultivable lands in every state of the southwest, and a program is ongoing now, which is cultivating 5,000 hectares in each of the southwestern states.
Engineer Oladapo, who said the association was sourcing for windows of financial opportunities to improve production, however enumerated some of the challenges in rice production in the state, to include cattle overrunning farms and flooding. On his part, the chairman Ondo State Agricultural Commodities Association, Mr. Gbenga Obaweya, who said the association was encouraging farmers to embrace cluster farming for robust production, also noted that the state government had been responsive as it is currently involved in exploring potentials in rice production.
The government is working on acquiring land along the riverbank to open up land and encourage the clustering of farmers in rice cultivation. Day before yesterday, there was a meeting with the income from Ilorin. They came with a program to promote the rice cultivation. With the team also came a private practitioner. He has an innovation that will help to spare them from picking up the rice seed when the rice is. Government is working on promoting the rice farmers.
Mr. Obaweya, who maintained that both upland and lowland areas in the state were suitable for rice cultivation, charged governments to ensure easy access to funding and training by farmers so that rice cultivation could also contribute to the state's revenue base and provide jobs. In Akure, Uyi Agumbiadi, Radio Nigeria.